Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your Monday night destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you can know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and endless satisfaction just by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, so you can test ride your own fantasies just for coming. Now, if you've been over to Wild Desires, you'll have noticed I've got a little raffle on with thousands of dollars worth of prizes. Just a little bit of fun to start 2021 off in the perfect way. So why not come over and grab your ticket so you can enjoy unlimited satisfaction. You know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice as it caresses over your body. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body, as you enjoy tonight's little story. So when you're ready, go ahead and take a deep breath and hold it for a moment, and then let it go with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress, and surrender to the story. Tess stares at the canvas of darkness opposite, her passion willing it to change. But nothing happens, no light, no naked gardener, no fantasy. Clenching her fist, her desire turns to irritation. How dare he? How dare he taunt her and tease her with his sexy body? And then just shut the light off. She could punch him. Turning on a heel, she strides deliberately to the bathroom, turning the shower faucet and watching the water beginning to stream from the shower head. Fuck him, she mumbles to herself. Releasing herself from her clothes, she steps under the warm water, letting it caress every inch of her body, feeling every drop as it moves over her skin. Closing her eyes, Tess notices how every drop seems to just kiss her skin, as if it was bringing electricity to every inch of her body, as the water moves down over her breasts, teasing at her nipples, her fingers following it down, caressing around her erect nipples, just teasing them lightly with her fingernails. She gasps slightly in the shower, feeling her whole body coming to life again, the desire rising, burning inside of her as her fingers caress over her stomach, imagining his hands over her, that damn fucking gardener, his body pressed against hers, his hard cock teasing between her legs as he turns around pushing her against the wall of the shower. She pushes her ass out, his fingers moving between her thighs, caressing the damp folds of her pussy. Pushing inside her, she gasps, moaning loudly. His cock following his fingers, pushing deep inside. The water from the shower cascading over their bodies, melting them into one. Fuck! Fuck me! She whispers as he thrusts deep into her pussy, her fingers finding her clit, rubbing it furiously. In and out he thrusts harder and harder, throbbing inside of her. His fingers over her ass, pulling her onto him, pushing so deep inside of her, caressing every inch on the inside of her pussy as he fucks her harder and harder, his finger teasing at her ass, pushing gently inside. She moans loudly, feeling her pussy clutching along his length, massaging every inch of his throbbing cock. Suddenly a loud banging at the door shatters her erotic daydream. Turning off the shower, Tess curses as she grabs her robe and stalks to the door. Swinging it open aggressively, she says, "Yes?
Sorry to disturb you,"
the gardener says roughly, his eyes fixed on hers.
"I'm Finn. I live in the East Wing. I do the gardening around here. You may have seen me. Our electricity's cut out and yours is the only light on. I have to give a talk in an hour and desperately I need to clean up. May I use your shower?"
Gritting her teeth, Tess isn't sure whether to hit him for being the most frustrating man on the planet, or to drag him in and fuck him right there on her floor. "Of course," she says, trying to smile through gritted teeth, ushering him through her apartment into the living area. She says, "Wait here." Suddenly aware of her discarded clothing on the bathroom floor, leaving him to collect them, wishing like hell she had worn something sexier that she could leave laying around to tease him like he teases her. Returning, she guides him through the bedroom, pointing him to her ensuite. She says, "It's through there." Watching his ass as he walks through to the bathroom, she sits down at her dressing table. Staring at herself in the mirror, she starts to wonder when she started having such fantasies. When did she become such a horn dog? When did this lust burn within her? Suddenly her gaze is drawn by the reflection of the bathroom door, which has swung open, giving her a perfect view of the bathroom cabinet mirror and the reflection of Finn in the shower. Without thinking, she turns on her seat, staring into the bathroom mirror, watching his hands move up and down his body, his muscles glistening in the avalanche of water. Unbidden, her hands move inside her robe, caressing the curves of her breasts as she closes her eyes, surrendering to her fantasy, which is just feet away. Her fingertips caressing her nipples again, pinching them, pulling them, imagining his fingers around them, his lips, his tongue, his teeth dragging along the firm butts of her nipples as his hand loosens her robe, his hard cock aching just in front of her. Tess feels her tongue drag across her lips, the hunger to taste him becoming insurmountable as she kisses along his shaft, flicking her tongue just teasingly along every inch of him. Cupping his balls as her lips move gently over his tip, listening to him moan, him groan as her lips slide down his shaft,
taking him deep into her throat as her finger slides between his ass cheeks, finding his ass and sliding a finger inside, causing him to jolt suddenly, his cock throbbing in her mouth as she moves her lips up and down his shaft, her own hand moving between her thighs, pushing fingers deep inside her pussy, massaging that one spot, that one special spot inside. She wants to come with him. She wants to feel him come in her mouth as she fucks her pussy, thrusting deeper and deeper, her pussy clutching hungrily, her lips moving up and down his shaft. She can feel him aching, throbbing, as his moans groan, as his moans grow, her own moans vibrating along his cock, his fingers pushed through her hair, as he thrusts deep into her throat, needy and wanton. She knows he wants to come inside her. He wants to feel her taste his cum deep into her throat. Her fingers rub roughly across her clit, pinching it, slapping it gently. She feels the vibration of an orgasm growing within her, her legs tensing, her thighs, her pussy aching to come, as she pushes deeper with her fingers, feeling the wetness drip down her hand. And suddenly he whispers, "Aren't you a bad girl?" as his rough fingers caress her clit, pinching it firmly. Her eyes open in surprise to realize it's not a daydream, as his lips caress over her neck before standing up, his erection glistening from the shower, proud and throbbing in the evening air. A gasp of desire escapes Tessa's lips, her pussy clutching wantonly at the firm manhood, just inches from her. "Stand up and turn," he commands, his voice strong and domineering. Without thinking, Tess stands and turns, placing her hands on the dressing table. Pushing her back lower, he lifts her robe, his hands moving over the globes of her ass, teasing between her thighs, stroking her folds through his long fingers, the rough texture of his fingertips somehow turning her on even more as he pushes his fingers deep inside her pussy, thrusting 2, maybe 3 fingers deep inside of her pussy, massaging deep inside her folds as her pussy begins clutching. She feels her orgasm already beginning to rise as he removes his fingers and pushes his hard cock deep inside of her, thrusting hard into her pussy as one of his wet fingers finds her ass, sliding inside, massaging it as she feels his throbbing cock stretching her lips, forcing deep inside of her pussy, harder and harder. "Oh, fuck," she moans. Fuck me harder." His hands grasping at her pelvis, pulling her hard onto him, feeling his cock throbbing inside of her, pulsing. She can feel his body tensing as her pussy clutches along his length. Hearing him moan turns her on even more as his moans turn to a growl. She can feel his orgasm growing through his cock as it pushes deeper inside of her pussy, stretching her lips, as her pussy clutches at him, her core throbbing with desire, as he thrusts harder and harder, deeper and deeper into her pussy, his finger massaging inside of her ass as his other hand pushes up her back and through her hair, pulling it gently, pulling her onto him. Deeper, harder he fucks her, her pussy clutching, throbbing. She can feel it. She can feel her cum rising up her thighs as his cock continues to throb and pulse deep inside of her. She can hear her moans growing louder and louder as she looks in the mirror and sees his eyes watching her in the mirror as he fucks her harder and harder. By watching him, he seems to turn into an animal and fucks her even deeper, pulling her full onto him. as she watches his chest tense. His fingers grasp her hair tightly as she feels his cock throbbing, pulsing, getting ready to come, her own body responding in perfect time as her orgasm rises through her body, as he screams, "Come for me now," as his cock explodes deep inside of her, warm streams of cum shooting deep into her pussy. As the trembles of her orgasm continue to vibrate up and down her body, Tess pulls forward gently, his pulsing cock dropping from her pussy. Turning, she slides down, kissing down his body, along his pulsing cock and taking it quickly in her mouth, rubbing her lips up and down his shaft, her tongue teasing around him, taking every drop of his cum as his cock continues to pulse, her hands on his ass as he thrusts deeper into her mouth, pushing deep into her throat as he continues to moan, his cock throbbing, tasting every drop of his pleasure. He looks down at her, her eyes glistening with pleasure as the last drops of cum pulse into her throat, his cock sliding from her lips. Tess smiles at herself at the smear of her lipstick along his shaft, his fingers caressing her hair gently as he looks at his cock smiling, lifting her. His strong arms around her, he holds her tight against his chest, the throbbing of his heart drumming against Tess's ear, feeling the warmth moving between them, the afterglow of pleasure they both share. She surrenders to the moment and closes her eyes. "You realize that's a contract, don't you?" he whispers. Confused, Tess opens her eyes and looks up at him. "What is?" she whispers. "Your lipstick on my cock. That means I'm your gardener now. And any time you need anything tending to, I'm your man," he says, smiling wickedly. Smiling to herself, Tess nestles her head back onto his chest, her hand drifting down to his still throbbing cock, grasping it gently. She whispers to herself, "Mine." Now, this week on the show, we've got a lot going on. We've got the next chapter of Lamb to the Slaughter. That'll be out on Wednesday. And we have a listener's story. Something somebody's written in that I will narrate here for you to enjoy. And on Sunday, I have an interview with the ladies from Two Hot Wives podcast. A very sexy podcast, written by women, created by women, and absolutely for women who wish to explore their sensual pleasures. And next Monday, we have a very dark story, very depraved and filthy. So I look forward to you joining me in bed this week. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.